As New Yorkers flock to the city's parks to enjoy the spring weather, the Parks Department says it's testing all of its 3,500 public drinking fountains for lead contamination. But there's another debate over what to do about lead-contaminated soil. Lead is a dangerous neurotoxin, and some say that soil poses a serious hazard for young children. WNYC's Christopher Worth reports.
One, two, three,
when my kids need to get outside, McCarran Park in Greenpoint, Williamsburg is just a short walk from home.
Ready or not, here I come.
This is a former industrial neighborhood, and the grounds here have seen a lot of wear and tear.
Camille, this is supposed to be a big grassy patch here. What do you see?
It's just like it's so much dirt.
We play.
I'm gonna get you.
Their hands inevitably get covered with that dirt. And as a parent, I can't help but wonder if that soil is safe. And here's why. For much of the 20th century, Americans burned millions of tons of lead in gasoline. That lead entered the atmosphere and then settled into the ground, where much of it remains today.
You know, most people don't necessarily think of their young children ingesting soil, but if you've ever seen a toddler explore their world, one of the main ways they do that is by sticking everything in their mouth. And so you do have the fine dust and particles that get stuck to their hands and then they're swallowed.
Francisca Landis is an environmental scientist at Columbia University. She's studied the city's soil, particularly people's backyards and private garden areas, where she's found lead levels as much as 3 times the limit set by the Environmental Protection Agency.
I've just been very surprised at how high the levels are that I'm seeing in these backyards.
What we don't have is much information about soil in public parks, which is why the head of the City Council's Environmental Protection Committee, Councilmember Costa Constantinides, has introduced a bill. It would require the city to test the soil in city parks, make the results public, and then fix areas where lead levels are high.
Not in every case, right? But in cases where there is a proximity to contamination, a proximity to large bridges or infrastructure or other sources of pollution, that there should be testing done and steps taken to mitigate this potential danger.
But the city's health commissioner, Auxeries Barbeau, doesn't agree.
It's really a perfect example of how we need to match the intervention to the risk.
Barbeau doesn't believe soil poses much risk, and she's concerned that all the effort it will take to test and remediate the city's parks could detract attention from what is thought to be the primary factor in childhood lead exposure, which isn't in parks, but inside people's homes.
The most common potential source of exposure is paint. Has always been paint, and for a number of different reasons, will continue to be paint.
However, research in other cities, such as Detroit, New Orleans, and Los Angeles, has linked contaminated soil with elevated lead levels in children. So WNYC decided to have its own look.
Okay, it's nice and early in the morning. I am standing in McCarran Park, in a part of the park that is usually filled with kids and families sitting on the ground, having picnics, playing. And so what we're going to do is test the soil in just this one part to try to get a sense of what is going on here.
We collected over 100 samples in 3 New York City parks, McCarran and Prospect Parks in Brooklyn, and Astoria Park in Queens, right in the heart of Constantinides District. And to do it, we collaborated with the Urban Soils Lab at Brooklyn College. Would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Zhongqi Chen, and people normally call me Joshua Chen.
Chang says you first have to understand how much lead is considered dangerous. In New York, the current standard for bare soil where children play is 400 parts per million.
If it's more than 400 parts per million, you definitely need to take care of it.
But New York hasn't kept up with guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control, which says no level of lead exposure is safe. California, for example, has lowered its standard for lead in soil to 80 parts per million.
So right now you can push the sample.
To run the test, Chang uses what's known as a handheld X-ray fluorescence machine.
And then you pull the trigger, X-ray hits the soil particles.
And here's what we found. each park did have at least one sample above 400 parts per million. But our results varied widely. We chose McCarran Park because of its industrial history. In fact, there used to be a lead paint factory right next door to the park, and the average lead level in the large section we tested was 200 parts per million. We chose Prospect Park for the opposite reason. It was created in the 1860s out of existing farmland and forest, but was still subject to emissions from leaded gas. There, the average was lower at 140, but our single highest sample at 543 parts per million came from the lawn around the Prospect Park bandshell. We found similar results in Astoria Park, which we chose because it's directly intersected by both the very busy RFK Bridge and the Hellgate Railway Bridge.
Okay, you can hear the train going over. It's pretty loud.
The Hellgate opened in 1917 with a hardy coating of lead paint, a sample right in its shadow, tested at 401 parts per million. Another, at a nearby playground, came back at 328. Samples are obviously lower than what's been found in people's backyards, but what should we make of these results?
Well, I think it's considered, in my view, it's considered pretty high, especially if your kids are playing there, getting the dirt into the hand and the mouth and these things. I think you do need to minimize the exposure and health risk.
Chang says contaminated ground should ideally be covered with new soil. And if the city isn't willing to do that, at the very least, he believes testing would allow parents to make informed decisions about where their children play. Back at McCarran Park, Alice Chan was watching her two sons play on the same patch of dirt we tested. Our results, she said, made her nervous.
Because I feel like there's all these kids playing in the soil, so I'm going to let my kids play in the soil too, but I probably shouldn't.
We also brought our findings to the city's health commissioner, Auxeries Barbeau. She did not look at the data we offered, but she did say there are a number of very simple measures parents can take.
So for example, you know, the most common advice that everybody's mother gives them when they're out playing in a playground is wash your hands.
The Parks Department did not respond to a request for comment. Constantinides said he will continue pushing to get his bill turned into law. Christopher Wirth, WNYC News.
Support for WNYC's health coverage is provided in part by the New York State Health Foundation. Improving the health of all New Yorkers, especially the most vulnerable. Learn more at nyshealth.org.